This is The Record on KUOW. We're live tweeting the program at KUOW. The hashtag MeToo movement has changed the way things are done in newsrooms, boardrooms, and now maybe on your daily commute. King County Metro Transit has seen a rise in sexual misconduct complaints in 2016 and 2017. They want to expand riders' awareness about how to report incidents and hopefully stop them from happening in the first place. Seattle Times staff reporter Jessica Lee reported on the county's campaign. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What did the county's numbers show?
Specifically, since October, when the social media phenomenon launched globally, more people came forward to Metro Transit saying that they've been inappropriately touched or they've experienced lewd comments, indecent exposure, some form of sexual misconduct on the transit agency's buses. It's really been a surge in the last few months, and they attribute it to people feeling more comfortable to having these types of conversations.
Yes, sexual harassment, lewd comments, indecent exposure. And are you saying that King County Metro doesn't think there's an increase in harassment, et cetera, or it's just a matter of more reporting because of awareness in the Me Too movement?
Sure. It's a little hard to answer that question just because Metro Transit has seen such a huge spike in ridership over the last few years, even within the last few months with our booming population here in the region. So with more people, obviously there's more odds of inappropriate and violent behavior. So there could definitely be potentially a growing number of reports, but they're unable to really verify that.
Your story says that other transit networks are also reevaluating how they handle claims. What are other models doing here?
So Metro Transit looked out to places from Vancouver, BC, to Boston, to New York, to even London, and they're also trying to create this open conversation through public awareness and also training with their operators, mechanics, deputies, to make sure that everyone is on the same playing field to put this as a number one priority for passengers.
And what is King County Metro doing to make that reporting happen?
So it's going to first start off as open communication and a messaging campaign. They're going to have deputies talking to passengers. So Metro Transit has its own police, and there are about 50 deputies that are also trained through the Sheriff's Department, and they're putting this in the front of their mind as they're out there riding buses. And also through any sort of educational events that they can hold.
Posters on buses, too,
right.
We're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
What does that poster look like?
So it's a woman with her hand out in the stop motion and with the words, report it, stop it. And there's a few that have that same image.
If you're a Metro passenger and you're a victim of harassment, comments, indecent exposure, what are you supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. So everyone should feel comfortable approaching their driver because all drivers have received this training on how to respond by activating an emergency alarm system or using the radios that connects to a dispatch center, and that dispatch center will right away alert authorities. So that's something that Metro Transit is really promoting, the fact that all drivers are on this equal playing field with knowing how to handle any type of sexual misconduct. If a person doesn't feel comfortable approaching a driver or doesn't have access or is feeling threatened and really unable to, they can call 911, of course, or call the sheriff's office non-emergency line to make a report. If they do the latter, if they call, they're going to need to know their bus number and then also the route that they're going and the direction that they're traveling.
What kind of training do Metro bus drivers have in handling sexual misconduct?
So basically what I just mentioned, activating the tools that they have available to them to get law enforcement involved, because really it's law enforcement who have the right training to be able to deal, especially if it's a severe situation. But a lot of drivers know how to mediate and have certain crisis management skills that come apart with being a part of the Metro Transit team.
We're talking about King County Metro's new campaign against sexual harassment called Report It to Stop It. Report it to stop it is the message. Jessica Lee is a staff reporter for the Seattle Times, and she wrote a story about an increase in reports of lewd comments, sexual harassment, and indecent exposure on Metro buses. And she wrote about Metro's reforms. We're tweeting out that report right now to you at KUOW. Seattle Times' Jessica Lee, thanks a lot for this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, let's bring in a listener. We're going to call Kay. This is someone who wrote to us at KUOW with her story. Kay, welcome to KUOW. Thanks for writing.
Thank you so much.
Will you please tell us what happened to you on a Metro bus?
Yeah. So a couple months ago, I got on a bus and an individual got on after me and sat down next to me. And throughout the ride to downtown, some of the passengers, I noticed that this individual was exhibiting some erratic behavior, not something you would normally see on a bunch of commuters. During the ride, this individual reached down with his hand and stroked my leg, going from my knee up towards my crotch. And I didn't want to find out where his hand was going. And I got up as quickly as I could and went to the front of the bus.
You went to the front of the bus, and then what did you do?
I informed the bus driver, an individual, stroked my leg, and the bus driver immediately said, "That's assault. I'm calling this in." And then asked me to stay at the front of the bus with him. And then he called it in, so there would be a Metro sheriff at the first stop downtown when we got there, and then just continued to ask me questions. Is the individual still back there? Can you describe him to me? Are you okay? And I was like, well, not what I expected to happen on the bus this morning. But overall, the bus driver is actually very sort of calm and helpful in this situation.
How was this person, this guy, how was he acting toward you? Was he making eye contact? What was going on?
No, I was doing my best to avoid any sort of eye contact, verbal contact, physical contact with this individual, mostly because I, you know, didn't want to start a situation, get involved in a situation, and was just sitting there trying to mind my own business to go to where I was going.
How were passengers reacting, if at all?
So one of the women who was sitting across from me was noticing some of the behavior leading up to the incident. I don't think she saw the actual incident, but as we would make eye contact occasionally. And then when she got off the bus, when we were stopped downtown waiting for the Metro Transit officer, she got off and told the driver, "You need to kick this guy off the bus." So apparently he had continued sort of acting erratically, strangely after I had gone, and overall was just not really acting like you normally should riding the bus.
Okay, so you're off the bus at this point, and what happened next?
So eventually, the King County Metro Sheriff Deputy arrived. I told him the story. The bus driver had got my contact information. The sheriff officer got my contact information, and they got on the bus to talk to the individual, and I left because I never done this before. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I went about my day. And it wasn't until the next day that I got in contact with they contacted me again about the situation.
And what did they, when they contacted you, what did they say?
So they called and asked and, you know, confirmed that I was the person. And they asked if I wanted to pursue a case. And they're like, "Oh." And the conversation went on, and there's like, they said, "Wait, no one contacted you yesterday?" And I said, "No, no one did." And it turns out the individual was a level 3 sex offender, and they had arrested him, or they had put out a warrant for his arrest. I don't think he had been arrested yet. And so immediately at that point, like, I live down the street from a school. The bus stop where we got on is a children's bus stop. And I freaked out even more. And so I decided to testify in court against this individual, and they were able to arrest him.
You testified in court, and what happened?
So when we got to court, the judge made a ruling that we weren't allowed to discuss the individual's prior sexual offender status. And so we went to trial. We watched all of the bus video from beginning to end in real time. At the end, the jury found him not guilty, which was kind of infuriating to me. But the silver lining is that there was actually a warrant out for this individual's arrest on the East Coast, and they were able to extradite him out of the state. So in the grand scheme of things, it ended well, and that this individual is no longer in the area on the streets. But at the same time, it was not the most pleasant process for me, essentially.
How do you think, we've been talking here about how Metro is responding to an increase in reports of sexual misconduct. In your case, Kay, how did Metro do, in your opinion?
In my opinion, Metro did well in terms of having the responsive bus driver and knowing the procedures for calling. It would have been probably better for the court case if they had stopped people getting off the bus to ask them if they would stick around to also talk to the deputy. I was the only person who testified. But, you know, that was one case on one day. And I'm sure there are other cases where maybe you can't get to the front of the bus or, you know, someone is actively, you know, preventing you from doing something. So I consider myself very lucky in the situation to have the scenario that I had.
How long have you been riding the bus, Kay?
Many years. Let's see here. I got here December of 2012, since January of 2013.
Okay, 4 or 5 years. And mm-hmm. how often have you experienced any kind of what Metro is calling sexual misconduct on a Metro bus?
So that was the only overt time that there was physical contact.
But Metro is including lewd comments and exposure.
Yeah.
And how often does this happen to you?
To me personally, not very frequently. It's mostly maybe just a comment here and there. But on the bus that I ride, usually about once a week, someone will say something to another passenger, or, you know, someone will be acting in a behavior that is probably not appropriate for that bus scenario that's making other people uncomfortable.
Could you give me an example? What are we talking about?
There have been several domestic altercations where there's been screaming and yelling. And in those cases, the bus driver has pulled over and either told the people to get off or, you know, tried to intervene. But, you know, mostly it's, you know, verbal. I haven't really seen physical on my bus route.
Okay, that's people having a private fight, not examples of the sexual misconduct we're talking about.
I guess, yeah. But I also try to keep my head down and, you know, not get into trouble on the bus ride. So it's entirely possible things are happening that I'm not seeing.
Right. Kay, thanks. We talked in general about this rise in the number of reported sexual misconduct incidents, and I really appreciate your writing in and giving us the specifics on something that happened to you. And it sounds like you give Metro a mostly passing grade in the grand scheme of things, as you said.
Yep.
Yeah. Kay, thank you for writing in and talking with us on KUOW.
Thank you for letting me tell my story.
And thank you for listening. This is The Record, and we're going to be right back and talk about the Space Barons. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Paul Allen's on the list. Their quest to colonize the cosmos in a moment.